VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of people around the world who have contracted the coronavirus has surged beyond 500,000. And as a result, the human and economic toll of the lockdowns against the virus mounted Thursday as India struggled to feed the multitudes. Italy shut down most of its industry, and a record-shattering 3.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits in a single week. The U.S. surpassed official Chinese government numbers to become the country with the most reported infections. As the number of cases worldwide topped the 500,000 and deaths climbed past 24,000, the damage to people's livelihoods and their well-being from the effort to flatten the rising curve started to come into focus. In India, where the country's 1.3 billion people were under orders to stay home, legions of poor were suddenly thrown out of work, and many families were left struggling for something to eat. U.S. officials have utilized different means for the same end in the attempt to stop the spread of the virus. In New York City, they've started dismantling basketball hoops to prevent people from gathering in parks and playing. In Lakewood, New Jersey, police broke up a wedding being held in violation of a ban on large gatherings. And in Austin, Texas, officers are encouraging people to call a hotline to tell on violators of the city's orders for people to stay home. Police departments are taking a lead role in enforcing social distancing guidelines that health officials say are critical to containing COVID-19. Along with park rangers, fire inspectors, and other public servants, officers more accustomed to chasing suspects and solving crimes are spending these troubled days cajoling people to stay at least 6 feet apart. And there's mounting concern that more healthcare workers are becoming more vulnerable to catching the virus because of several factors. One nurse died from coronavirus after working nonstop for weeks without the proper mask. This is VOA News. China reported more than 50 imported cases of the coronavirus Friday, hours after announcing a ban on foreigners entering the country. In recent weeks, China's tally of infections has dwindled dramatically, with only a handful of domestic patients each day. But just as the country appears to bring the outbreak under control, nations around the globe have been battling to control soaring numbers of infections and new hotspots. There were another 55 new infections in China alone Friday, according to the National Health Commission, with one local infection and 54 imported cases from overseas. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits in the United States last week smashed a decades-old record as the coronavirus pandemic continues hammering the economy. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Ariza on Thursday responded to U.S. sanctions against the country, saying the action against President Nicolas Maduro showed the Trump administration's desperation as well as its obsession with the South American country aimed at benefiting Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. The U.S. government on Thursday indicted Venezuelan President Maduro and more than a dozen other top Venezuelan officials on charges of narco-terrorism. It's the latest escalation of the Trump administration's pressure campaign aimed at ousting the socialist leader. The State Department offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Maduro, whose country has been convulsed by years of deep economic crisis and political upheaval. The Mexican border state of Chihuahua says that it will set up a shelter to house a deported migrant for a two-week quarantine. The state says the shelter will house migrants returned to the border city of Juarez across the border from El Paso, Texas. The state said Thursday that an average of 65 migrants are deported through the city every day for a total of about 5,200 so far this year. The quarantine move is part of a series of measures announced Thursday to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Mexico has far fewer confirmed cases, though testing is far less frequent in Mexico. The FBI has arrested a Southern California man who officials say falsely claimed to have developed a cure for the coronavirus and solicited investments in a company he said would market the medication. The U.S. Justice Department says in a statement that Keith Lawrence Middlebrook told his 2.4 million Instagram followers that his company would return hundreds of millions of dollars in profit. The statement says that Middlebrook claimed that he had developed pills to prevent COVID-19 infections, as well as a drug to cure those suffering from the virus. There are no known cures of vaccination for the virus. It was not known if Middlebrook has an attorney who could comment.